Thanks for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, The Power of Persistence, was written by Patricia Rabin. In 1917, a young seamstress was thrilled to get admitted to one of New York City's most renowned fashion design schools. But when Anne Lowe Cohn arrived from Florida to register for classes, the school director told her she wasn't welcome. "To be blunt, Mrs. Cohn, we didn't know that you were a Negro," he said. Refusing to leave, she whispered a prayer, "Please let me stay here." Seeing her persistence, the director let Anne stay, but segregated her from the whites-only classroom, leaving the back door open for her to hear. Undeniably talented, Anne still graduated 6 months early and attracted high society clients, including former First Lady of the United States, Jacqueline Kennedy, whose world-famous wedding gown she designed. She made the gown twice, seeking God's help after a pipe burst above her sewing studio, ruining the first dress. Persistence like that is powerful, especially in prayer. In Jesus' parable of the persistent widow in Luke 18, a widow pleads repeatedly for justice from a corrupt judge. At first, he refused her, but said, "Because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice." With far more love, the Lord asked, "Will not God bring about justice for His chosen ones who cry out to Him day and night?" "He will," said Jesus. As He inspires us, let's seek to persistently pray and never give up. In His time and perfect way, God will answer. Our scripture reading today is from Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. Then Jesus told His disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for His chosen ones who cry out to Him day and night? Will He keep putting them off? I tell you, He will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on the earth?'" Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank You for hearing and responding to our persistent prayers. Help us to pray faithfully and to wait patiently for Your answers to our most important prayers. Thank You, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Rochelle Traub, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.